The Torah portion Vayikra is the first portion of the third of the five books of the Chumash. It is an established Jewish custom to begin a child who first begins to read the Chumash to begin his studies from the beginning of this Parsha, Parshas Vayikra. The story is told that when the Tzemach Tzedek first entered school to learn Chumash, he was taught from the beginning of this Torah portion. And he asked his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, a question on the first word. The Parsha begins, Vayikra El Moshe, that God called to Moses. And the first word, Vayikra, has a very unusual quality. The last letter of the word is an Aleph, and it is written unusually small, as there are three different size letters written in the Torah. Most letters are written in the normal size, but there are a few exceptions, written in extra large letters or extra small. And in this word, there is an extra small Aleph written. And he asked his grandfather why this was so. Now, Alter Rebbe answered him that there are two different Alephs, one a small Aleph and an extra large Aleph. We find an extra large Aleph written by Adam in the account of the first man, written in the Tanakh, in Divrei HaYomim. And we find the extra small Aleph here referring to Moses. They are both common in one respect, explained the Alter Rebbe, that both of them had tremendously high qualities and were extra special people, special tzaddikim. And both of them also knew that they had these high qualities. However, they took it in two different ways. Adam HaRishon, the first man, as a result of realizing his tremendously high quality, ended up being tripped up in the sin of the tree of knowledge. Moses, even though he knew his good qualities, nevertheless remained humble. And his humility, says the Torah, was greater than any other human being. Not only he even managed to be humble, but he was more humble than anyone else. How could he be so aware of his good qualities and still be humble? The Alter Rebbe explained that humility does not mean ignoring, minimizing, or denying your good qualities. This is being dishonest, not being humble. You must recognize your good qualities. But as Moses said about himself, that if someone else had had the same God-given qualities that I had, this person would be even better. He recognized his good qualities, but at the same time recognized that he was not the source of them, that ultimately they were from a God-given source, that he was given from above the ability and the intelligence and all of the holiness that he had acquired. And the humility of Moses was tremendously deep and profound. It was not only that he recognized about himself that he did not personally deserve credit for these good qualities, but rather that they were God-given. This would be one sort of humility. But he went even further. Not only did he recognize that he deserved no personal reward for his good qualities, that they were God-given, but furthermore, he looked at himself as being humble before everyone else, that another person not only would be the same as him, but another person would be even better than him should they be given these qualities. And since, as explained in the Hasidic philosophy, every single Jew has a spark within them of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Moses, therefore the attitude of Moses can be internalized by each of us, and on a very, very practical level, that when approached with the opportunity to do a mitzvah, even though it should perhaps be something difficult, nevertheless we must recognize our good qualities and recognize the God-given powers that we have, and therefore never underestimate our ability to do the mitzvah, and not say, no, I'm not that holy, no, I'm not that good. Nevertheless, make an attempt to do it. But at the same time that one does recognize these qualities, one is not tripped up in the trait of arrogance and the opposite of humility, and recognizes that these powers and abilities and the accomplishments that they have are due not only and not primarily and not even to their own personal efforts, but because of the powers which have been given them from above, the powers from God Almighty. Thank you for joining us for the weekly thought on Parshas Vayikra, and please join us next week for the thought on Parshas Tzav.